If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
He travels to more than 20 countries a year, and he's just back from Europe, in fact. It's the man behind the great travel website, JohnnyJet.com. Here's Johnny. Welcome back, John. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, Bob?
Well, I just read that you posted over 10,000 flights delayed or canceled yesterday and more today. Did you escape the chaos?
You know, unfortunately, I was not traveling yesterday, but if you're in the Northeast, you definitely got stuck in it. Even if you're in Chicago, your plane most likely was coming from the Northeast, so you might have been delayed or canceled. So there were more than 8,000 flights delayed yesterday, over 2,000 canceled. That ranks the top five for the year. It's because there was a nasty storm in the Northeast. And you know what? Once these airlines have this many flights canceled and delayed, it's tough to get back on track. It doesn't happen overnight. It's going to take days. So already there's over 420-something flights canceled today. And just because they're trying to, and there'll be more later today because more bad weather's coming into the Northeast. So,
And more people than ever are traveling. As you wrote on JohnnyJet.com in your post, Things I Learned from Traveling to Europe This Summer, it's crowded and expensive. We know that. You also had a pretty good tip about local currency, and you should get the local money when you're traveling abroad, right?
Yeah, I mean, I try to spend as much money as I can on my credit card because you get the best exchange rate. But I do go to the ATM. I go to a reputable bank. Usually I call my bank first, find out if they have any partners. That way I don't get hit with all these big fees. And don't ever go to an exchange booth. Go to your ATM. I also lock my ATM card, and then right before I go to the ATM, I unlock it on the app and then relock it when I'm done. And I take out usually 300 euros or whatever. You take out a big sum. You don't take out just a little bit each time because there will be some kind of fees. And
right.
Then because there's a lot of places that just don't take credit cards. There's some stores, there's some taxis, there's buses. So it's nice to have some cash on you.
And when you do use a credit card, some of those airline credit cards are pretty good with rewards. Which ones do you like?
Well, it's a personal decision, and it all depends where you want to fly, what your travel habits are, your spending habits. One of the best cards is the Chase Sapphire Preferred. If you like it into the premium clubs, the Platinum card by American Express, you get in the Centurion clubs. The problem with these clubs these days, though, a lot of them are just jam-packed. There's so many people flying. So I actually downgraded some of these cards because why should I spend a $650 fee when it's either so crowded or I'm not really even using them that much anyway? But there are definitely some perks. So you need to do your research. You know, on our website, we do get a referral fee. So if you go through JohnnyJet.com, it'd be great. But, you got to do your research and find out which one's best. But if you do get an airline rewards card, you have to pay it off in full every month. Otherwise, it's not worth it. Do not get one.
Now, what's the latest from the TSA now? How are they doing with those airport security lines?
You know what? They had a big day yesterday. The biggest day was last week. It was over 2.8 million people passed through. Actually, they just did update. I've been checking their website. They just did update it. So yesterday, they had 2.6 million pass through. And in 2020, it was 754,000.
Wow.
But in 2019, it was actually a little bit higher. So every day, it fluctuates. Yesterday, it was actually 100,000 more than 2019, pre-pandemic.
As you know, they're using new technology, new screening devices for carry-on bags, so they get a more precise 3D view of the contents of bags. So should they or will they end that 3-ounce liquid restriction?
Yes. Yes, they're going to. It's going to take some time. But, you know, some experts are saying that you're going to be able to carry a 1-liter bottle of water through security, which is like, what? This is like the old days.
Yeah.
I mean, I was in the London Gatwick's airport the day that ban came out, and this is before people had social media. We had no idea what was going on. I was at 6-hour delay, just not going anywhere. It was chaos, and it was when the liquid bomber tried to board a flight. But anyway, I'm looking forward to that ending, and in some countries it already has.
JohnnyJet.com is the best site for travel info. And John, back to your news today, what you just posted, over 10,000 flights delayed or canceled yesterday and more today. Now, we know about that bad weather in the Northeast, but in the past, it seems like we had bad weather and there wasn't this massive backup at the airports. What's behind this?
I think it's because there's a staff shortage. So the airlines, you know, if there's any bumps in the road, they just get bogged down. I mean, before they used to have people on reserve sitting in the airports. I think these days they don't have as many because it's hard to get, you know, crew trained. It's tough to hire them, especially pilots. There's a shortage. Also, there's a plane shortage. Airline manufacturers can't even make the planes fast enough. So that's the big reason. And, you know, once there's all these delays and cancellations, the planes are not in place, the crews are not in place, so it takes time to recover. I mean, we learned this last Christmas when Southwest had that epic meltdown. Mm-hmm. And United had one last week. And, you know, also the weather's getting worse. I mean, there's no denying that the weather is getting worse. And
yep.
I don't know if it's El Nino or if it's climate change, which I think is.
Yeah, it's definitely happening. One other tip you wrote about after your European trip, I want to ask you about. Free now. You say use free now. I've never heard of that. And that's like instead of Uber or taxis?
Well, you know, I never heard of it either. I interviewed a couple of people before I went on my trip. I asked some friends who live there, even my hotel clerk. And, you know, it's a taxi app that runs just like Uber. You set it up. You put your credit card in. This way, you can just put in your destination. You don't have to try and speak the language. It works all over Europe. And it's also much cheaper. And you don't have to hand over any money. So you don't have to worry about taxi drivers taking the long way because it tracks them. And when it comes down to pay, you just walk out of the car like an Uber, and you're rated. And, unfortunately, though, in Italy, I was in seven countries this past 2 weeks. Italy is by far the worst in terms of trying to get taxis right now. Rome, I mean, all the drivers were telling me they've never seen it so crowded. They don't have the infrastructure. And it seems like every American is there. I mean, Americans are definitely packing the planes over.
Yep.
So if you do need to go somewhere, make sure you give yourself plenty of time. Don't just think you're going to roll up and get a taxi because, you know, even with free now, it takes time for a driver. They cancel. So it can be frustrating, but when it does work, it's great.
Free now. That's good info. I will remember that. There was a story the other day. The headline is more casual dress on flights tied to the rise in unruly passenger behavior. I don't think that's the problem, do you? Although I do remember when my dad would go on a plane back in the day, he'd wear a suit and a tie. And I guess in school, we did behave if we were dressed up. But what do you think is behind it? Just the crowds?
You know what? You know, I did read that headline, and I thought it was ridiculous. But then when I read the story, I was like, you know what? I can see some validity in this. When you think about it, the people who are being filmed on social media for acting up, they're never dressed well. And I just think that, you know, fares are so cheap that everyone's going. They're drinking alcohol, which is a big problem. I think alcohol is almost always a contributor to this. So I think the airlines need to start thinking about, you know, cutting back. They're not supposed, flight attendants are not supposed to serve passengers who are already drunk, but I see it happen all the time. They need to do like a baseball game where they cut it off at the seventh inning.
No
kidding. They
need
to cut it off when you're halfway there.
Yeah, they really do. Before we let you go, what is your advice to people who want to get a passport? Because the State Department is processing about 500,000 applications a week. That's a record-breaking rate. And the lengthy delays have been blamed in part on the COVID pandemic, that backup. But, I mean, what are you supposed to do if you need a passport in a hurry?
Well, every January 1st, I send out a travel tip in my newsletter, which I hope you sign up for, saying go find your passport right now, see what the expiration date is. If it's any time within a year, send it out now because some countries don't even let you get in if you have less than 6 months left. So even if you're going away next week and you're only going for a week, but your passport expires in 5 months, they're not going to let you in some countries. So you got to check that. Always set a reminder. And if you really need one, I mean, there are some tricks you can do. One trick is, you know, the only way you can get an emergency passport is if you have a trip within the next 14 days. Don't even bother calling if you don't. But if you can't get an appointment in Chicago or any of these offices around the country, look to flying into like San Juan, Puerto Rico. Just go in for the day, or even Honolulu. Those two cities usually have appointments available. I know it sounds crazy, but people are doing it. That's what it's lead to.
Yeah, not that crazy. It's expected. Let's see, that 22 million passports will be issued, and that's 2022 numbers, the most in any year so far. And it's just getting worse. Well, I've enjoyed seeing the pictures from your trip that you posted. It looks like you had a great time.
Oh my God, we had the best time. I was really nervous. My wife and I were like when we're on the plane over to Europe, we're like, what are we thinking about taking a 3- and a 6-year-old over? But we ended up having a great time. We took a princess cruise, and that really, for 7 days, that really helped. And then we went off on our own for 7 days. So, but cruising makes it easy. If you want to see a lot of destinations, you don't have to pack and unpack. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to worry about high prices for food. But, you know, you want to get the authentic experience. So, you know, have lunch in the different ports.
Yes, kids can be a challenge, but you make memories for life that they'll never forget. Definitely. JohnnyJet.com, JOHNNY, for all of your travel info. Thanks, John. Good talking to you.
Hey, thank you. You too. Take care.